Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tyson Hartley on the Scales of Truth. This one, another just kind of analysis of a great emphasis that John Abramson made during his interview on the Joe Rogan Experience. So we had already talked about how it was a revelation to me. I mean, I knew that they manipulated data. They'd been caught with manipulating data. I didn't really understand that that the discovery of that often might be in litigation. I didn't understand that it is the case that the people who peer review journal articles don't even get to see the data, the underlying details, to see if they would draw the same conclusions and would summarize these things in the same way that the journal article itself, paid for by the manufacturer of the drug or the treatment, summarizes it. So I didn't really get that. But on top of that, for the emphasis for this episode is that Abramson insists that most doctors don't know that. It's very frustrating to me. So these doctors who are the kings of telling it, I mean, literally, they're the reason why people have the perception on whether or not a treatment is a proper thing to do for 99% of people. And Abramson insists that doctors don't even understand. They're told that evidence-based medicine, and yet they don't even know. Most of them would be surprised that even peer reviewers don't have access to the underlying data. It's basically only checking for inconsistency. That's very frustrating, because the level of gatekeeper for knowledge and perception that doctors, you know, end up being, the gatekeeper role that they have for allegedly knowledge and perception of, you know, you shortcutting because you don't have time to look up everything. Well, who can I believe? Who can I trust? And it's the doctors. And it's more frustrating to me, because I will learn about these types of things, read books, read articles, read exposés, and then see doctors just straight poo-pooing what I know to be true. And, you know, that is one level of frustration. But another level of frustration for me is to know that with this prideful position, they are not copping to the fact that they don't even know what the facts are underneath. And worse, they don't know what they don't know, that the peer reviewers don't know that. So what are you studying in medicine? Because we do know, if you looked up into the history of medicine, I don't know, sometime in the early 20th century, something like that, Rockefeller tried to get medicine more standardized and more towards patented chemicals, and started to make hospitals, started to try to ensure that hospitals, physician training that was around the holistic and supplemental approach, the holistic approach to the body, got their reputations damaged, that's not the way to, quote, do medicine. And then on top of that, then, doctors are not as fully informed. I mean, some doctors say it's literally a matter of one day that they cover generally supplements and the importance of vitamins and, you know, serum levels of all these various vitamins and minerals in the body. So, you know, it's just very frustrating. Sanjay Gupta will try to condescendingly dismiss any dissidents about a dissonance to the idea of the infallibility of big pharma when it comes to the important stuff, even as we know so many things have been pulled off the market 5 years later and had massive damage. It's very frustrating to know that we can't get to the data short of a lawsuit. But on top of that, doctors with their alleged so strongly held and understood opinions generally don't know anything more than, well, it was in a journal and it was approved, so it must be evidence-based medicine, and would be surprised by the idea that that those peer reviewers don't even get to see the underlying case detail. Truly disgusting. All right, that's it for me, guys. Thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley.